Enough stifling your light. It's time to let it shine. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. This is an offered intention. It's my intention going into today's session, but of course, there is some intention that you would like to bring in, something you are working on. Please absolutely do so. Okay, to get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. Come in to this present moment and know that there is nothing you need to do right now. If there is a wrinkle between your brows, try and soften it. Unclench your jaw. Let your shoulders fall a few inches lower. And know that for the next few minutes, there is nothing being asked of you. You are allowed to just be exactly as you are. Okay. Here in a moment, I am going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And as we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Really cleanse out any of that stagnant air or energy. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going, filling up belly, lungs, chest, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is joining us here across space, across time, sharing that breath, sharing our ritual. Allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Okay, I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today and call back to mind our intention of space that manifests as justice and anything else that you may be working on or anything that you brought in as an intention for today's session. Fascinating. That was so threatening. I'm so sorry. I did not mean it to be like teacher smacking ruler on hand. That was wild. Okay. But I wonder if that is kind of a message in this card that we pulled. Before I get into the actual card, of like, I think spirit's calling us on the carpet a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay. We have the Knight of Cups in reverse. And I believe we had this on Monday for self, right side up. We see, again, a knight in shining armor on white horseback stepping over a river and the knight extending a cup that is in his hand out in front of him. And we know from Monday that the Knight of Cups is this warrior for love, for passion, for connection. And rivers throughout symbolism and myth and history represent cleansing, rebirth, renewal, baptism, right? All of these different legends in Greek myth, biblical myth. We're on the edge of this rebirth. Be wary of moving backwards. And it's normal to feel like you take two steps forward, one step back. That's very normal. And this message is not about shame or blame or beating up on yourself, but it is about in the public sphere, in the public space, using our lessons, our growth to make the world a better place. A little bit tied to yesterday, right? Where we've undergone this transformation. If you've been here for a little bit, you know that over the last like month-ish, we've had a really, really powerful journey of shedding old stuff, inner child healing, and coming into a new era of our highest self. And I think this is a message of like, hey, you did the rebirth. That is an ever-evolving process, but you also get to now use that in a public way to help other people. And I think, yes, social, environmental, political, economic justice is all a part of that, but it also feels connected to just the public sphere in general. Like if there is something in your community that you're trying to build, something in a broader collective that you want to align with, that you see work being done in this, in a certain collective or gathering, and it's like, yes, that is what I want to be a part of, go join. Or if you see a gap in work, in support, and you're like, okay, there's really a space here for me to step in and use my skill set, my strengths, and create what this world needs, be the change you wish to see in the world, right? You have everything you need in you. You always have. You always have. The universe brings us experiences not to give us what we need, but to remind us of who we already are, to let us return to the beauty of our true selves, to unfold, peeling back layers to get to the core of your you-ness and letting that light shine brighter and brighter and brighter. There is no folding back up. There is no, I'm seeing an image of almost like shutting the curtains or like shuttering the windows and like literally blocking out light. Let the light shine. You know, the old hymnal church song that if you're like me and grew up in the Bible Belt, you 100% know, but this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Not only are you going to let it shine, it's not a little light, babe. That is a huge light. It is a beautiful light that warms everyone around you, brings truth and honor to everyone around you. And to yourself. Moving into our mantra today, inspired by the Knight of Cups in reverse, this theme of space that manifests justice, and anything else that you may have called into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I let my light shine. In a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, I let my light shine too. Seal it into place. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I let my light shine. I woke up this morning feeling warmer than I normally do, like temperature-wise, because it's slowly getting warmer in Florence, and I'm not needing my heat as much, and so it's not super chilly when I get out from under my covers anymore. And it does feel like the spring equinox was just a few days ago, this kind of returning to the idea of light shining sun and light on things to encourage their growth. For our practice today, if you have any plants or anything that you kind of tend to that you grow, right? Maybe it's kids, maybe it's your career, your work, your passion, your project, anything that comes to mind as the thing that you tend to, right? What garden are you the groundskeeper of? Tend to it today. And that truly can be watering your plants with this thought of, I am letting my light shine as you do so. Could also be going on a walk with your kids. It could be, if you're a writer, writing a little bit today. You know, it doesn't have to be high stakes, but try and do so with the intention of letting your light shine through. No more hiding. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. Please share this with someone that you think would enjoy our daily ritual today or that could use this message. Let me know down below in the comments what you feel like your garden is. I would love to know. Is it a real, physical, tangible garden, or is it something more ephemeral? Is it the garden of your mind? Is it a digital garden? There's all sorts of gardens that we create in our lives, and I want to know what yours is, or which multiple gardens you have. Again, thank you for being here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please like, follow, subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. These are all the very best ways to support our daily ritual, to support the Cohere Collective, and it means so very much to me. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time. Love.